Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Éireann Rothéireann have announced today that they're set to introduce additional services between Dublin and Belfast in response to the record passenger numbers now choosing train travel. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager at Éireann Rothéireann. You're very welcome, Barry, as always, to the programme. There clearly has been quite a big increased demand on the Dublin-Belfast route.
Yeah, we're back up there now to, I suppose, over a million journeys cross-border alone. Obviously, we would have further journeys kind of between Dublin and Drogheda and Dundalk as well, but the cross-border element has grown very strongly. And working with TransLink, we're responding to that because, as well as that surge in demand, we have the summer season coming up, and we always see a jump in leisure travel between Dublin and Belfast through the summer season, to introduce those two additional services on Thursdays to Saturdays and one additional service on Sunday in each direction from next Thursday, coming the 8th of June.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. So people who might be interested in this can look forward to that happening from next Thursday. And can you tell us again how many extra trains will be running?
Yeah, we're going to go from 8 weekday services each way to 10 services each way on Thursdays to Saturdays. So it's focused around that kind of weekend leisure travel. So additional trains out of Dublin at 12:21 and 1800, and out of Belfast at 9:33 and then in terms of Sundays, it's 1300 from Dublin to Belfast and 1705 from Belfast to Dublin.
So is that a permanent move or is it just for the summer?
It will just be for the summer initially. We'll be doing this from, say, next Thursday, 8th of June, through to the 3rd of September. We do obviously, you know, we want to expand the services overall in the Dublin-Belfast route. We're working longer term with TransLink to go from what effectively is a service every 2 hours in each direction at the moment to an hourly service. And we'll be hoping to, I suppose, go to market later this year for a new fleet of trains that will help us deliver that and, I suppose, invest as well in the infrastructure that would allow us to operate more services. So longer term, we want to run a lot more trains all the time. But this is a response now to the demand that we have and to that summer imperative, really.
In terms of the trolley service, then, I assume this will have a trolley service.
It will have a trolley service. The Belfast route actually has had a trolley service throughout. The restrictions, I suppose, that we faced in the Republic of Ireland didn't exist in Northern Ireland, so we were able to quickly bring the trolley service back on the Dublin Belfast some time ago, and that will continue. We do have the trolley service back on Dublin to Cork for our Republic of Ireland services, and we'll be going to market for the rest of the network. We're very keen to get that back, as indeed our customers are very keen to see it back.
Yeah, what's the delay?
I suppose ultimately it was cost when it came down to it, in that with the funding that we had available and with the prices the suppliers were charging us to have a catering service, we could only provide a limited service, and we decided to target it on one route. We're hoping more realism comes to the market when we go for that full tender, but it is down to costs at the end of the day. But we're very keen to bring it back everywhere. But we're bringing new retail units into a lot of our stations as well at the moment to help with people who want to stock up before their journey.
And where there are catering services on a train, they're cashless now, are they? Cash isn't accepted on board in Irish Rail.
On the Dublin to Cork route, that's right. And again, that was down, I suppose, to a mixture of cost, and because obviously there are additional costs for any supplier in cash, the security, and an element of sustainability as well in its e-receipt based also. So that is the case on the Dublin to Cork route. Dublin to Belfast is a mix still at the moment.
As I say, that's operating. What sort of feedback have you had on that, Barry? Because I imagine that's you know, leaving some people just simply unable to, you know, they don't have a contactless option, or sorry, a cashless option.
The overwhelming majority of customers do. We have, in terms even of our ticket sales now, you're talking about 90% of our customers buy their tickets through automated means, and that's growing all the time between online and between Leap and other, I suppose, kind of, you know, as I say, automated non-cash methods. So it is the trend, and again, the market as well. When we're talking to our catering suppliers, it's something that they're working towards and moving towards also.
Yeah, but whenever we discuss, you know, moving towards a cashless society on this programme, you know, whether it be entrance to GAA matches or whatever it might be, we always come across that percentage of people, and it might not be the majority anymore, it might be, an increasingly small minority, but there are people who are really badly affected by it, who are excluded from services in society as a result of it.
Well, ultimately, in terms of this catering, it simply was the case with the cost that we were facing that we weren't actually, you know, it was actually part of getting this over the line and getting the service back. I don't think I spoke to yourselves or any other programme for 12 months or so without being asked when the catering was coming back. So we were very keen to get it there and didn't feel, I suppose, that it should be a barrier to getting back. That is to say, we have a comprehensive service now. The cashless is working. It is more sustainable and it's more cost efficient for the suppliers who are bringing that service to us.
So just out of interest then, when Dublin to Galway, for example, gets its trolley service back eventually, do you expect that would be cashless also?
I would say, again, from our market consultations with suppliers out there, that is the direction that they are all going. It's not something, I suppose, they want as part of the business is that cash handling. And we want to be able to bring as comprehensive a catering service back as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us with that update on how everything's working. That's Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager at Éire na Ródhéireann.